If I were to title today's sermon, how about Faith 101? Our lessons are pretty basic. How to receive faith, what faith does for us, and how we are to respond in faith. Paul in our second lesson writes, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own work, it is a gift from God." So first, right away, faith we learn is faith. It's a gift to us. The fact that you and I are here today and that we believe that Jesus was truly God in the flesh, that he died on the cross for our sins, that he rose from the dead, that his victory is our victory over death, is really more than what our human intellect can comprehend. The fact that we believe in such an outlandish story is proof that God's Spirit has been working in our lives. It does not take faith to say that you believe in God. A vast majority of people who have not a second thought about being together at worship will tell you they believe in God. It does not take faith to believe in the historical Jesus, because many who think nothing about honoring God in worship believe not only believe in God, but they also believe in Jesus. However, the Jesus that they think about and say they believe is really kind of a sentimental value to them. You know, he's the Jesus maybe they saw in the movies, the Jesus of their parents or grandparents. The Jesus may be even one that they remember when they were little in Sunday school. So, how can I say that a person who says they believe in God and in Jesus may still not have faith? Isn't it true if someone says they believe, that's proof that they have faith? Not if we look at it in a biblical understanding of faith. Biblically, this is faith. What we know is not faith until it becomes what we show. A person can relate and memorize and say all the catechism, the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer. They can tell you what Holy Communion means. They can tell you what Holy Baptism means without possessing the faith that those teachings proclaim. Maybe explain it in this way. I'm not saying that a person of faith never sins. That would pretty much eliminate all of us, wouldn't it? I'm not saying that a person of faith never misses worship. That would be to define faith in a very narrow way. But there is one element that is present in faith, and that is response. Knowledge about Jesus without response to Jesus is just really acquiring information. Jesus was very clear. To believe is to follow. To respond by opening our lives for God to work in and through us. That is faith. Again, Paul writes at the end of the text, "For we are what he has made us, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand as our way of life." That's powerful stuff. God has already prepared for us the things he wants us to do. So what's the problem? Well, the problem is us, our human nature. We don't want to hear that. We want to be in charge, self-centered nature, wanting to be in control. When God created us, he did a wonderful thing. He gave us the tools to finish the job. He gave us his Spirit to enable us to become all that we were created to be. Satan wants us to keep those gifts somewhere in the shelves of our life. Satan would like us to believe that that freedom that God offers is not really freedom at all. He would rather us be captive to our selfish nature, our pride, our prejudice, our selfishness. Paul understood well that there are two voices, two powers in this world. And each of us must choose which voice we're going to listen to and what power we're going to live under. And that's why Paul could say that he is both slave to Christ and free in Christ. What we know is not faith until it becomes what we show. Showing, responding. Responding in worship, because worship is our response to God for what he has done for us. And that ought to be the drive that keeps us coming. Satan's voice tells us it's not necessary to worship every week, and you don't need to be feel guilty when you have a good excuse. Another lie of Satan: there's no need for you to forgive if you've been the injured party. Why would you forgive? Jesus sets the example as he always does. He was the injured party. For our sake, he was rejected, suffered, and died. Yet, he forgives us even when we fail to live life that he calls us to live. Even when we come off as if worship is a burden and keep our petty grudges. A person of faith shows giving back to God is a joy, a loving response to a gracious God. Faith 101. So much more to learn. What we know is not faith until it becomes what we show. Amen.